You know, of course, the defense, we've been together, you know, a little longer, and the offense has changed kind of everything up. So it's kind of like that, I guess, that first year for them. So, yeah, we take pride in, you know, giving them the best we can so that, you know, they know what they're going to get up against. And so when it comes, you know, 4 weeks from now, you know, September 7th or whatever, you know what I'm saying, it's not a slow start because, you know, we can't start off slow, especially against the Patriots and whatnot. So we're trying to, you know, grinding on them. And, you know, eventually, you know what I'm saying, hopefully it'll get more even. But as a defense, you know, we want to keep winning. You know, and the coaches loving, and but the days they get us, you know what I'm saying, you know, we don't like that either. But so it's just good competition, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I guess you could say, you know, we're in the battle or whatever, but each day we still got to come out and do the same thing because, you know, they'll come out with some new installs and change the whole next day, you know what I'm saying? So
is this the point of camp where you guys started saying, you know, 6 day of camp, like, get me to the preseason game already?
I think it's really going to be more that next week, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we have the scrimmage Saturday, and then come back in late Sunday, just do some installs. But I think when that Monday hits, and then that Tuesday comes, it's kind of like, man, just bring me to Friday, you know what I'm saying? Just bring me the preseason game, because that's when it starts grinding. You know, we're still, you know, haven't been here a week yet, or just a week today, I guess. But so it's still kind of, you know, kind of a little groggy, but not really, you know, too much. But, yeah, definitely that next week is going to be that test for, like, oh, man, just get me there, just get me there.
For sure. Said that. There's one of these practices that the defense likes a little more popping out there, a little more hitting for you guys today?
Yeah, you know, it was more short routers today. So, I mean, everybody knew it was going to be a lot more contact. And, of course, the defense loves it. And, you know, at 6:30 in the morning, you get that wake call, you got to get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows. Yeah, today's not going to be, you know, saying there's passing days where it's more longer, but today was that short yards, fourth and ones, you know, just running the ball straight down the throw, a lot of banging. And so, yeah, a lot of defense get excited for that, you know what I'm saying? And I think we had a good day.
How does that work? They just blow an air horn at 6:30 in the morning, or how do they get you out of
bed? Actually, they call at 6 a.m. in the hotel rooms. So, you know, you always get that phone call. I'm not sure, but I think some people started unplugging their phones a little bit. But, but you're gonna get that 6 a.m. phone call, and then from there on out, you know, just make sure you're here and ready, get for breakfast in, and ready for practice by 8.
Who's your roommate?
Jamar Taylor.
Does he snore?
Nah. Well, he hasn't woke me up.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't complained either. So I mean, I think we're good.
Has Joe Philbin personally given you a bad check? I mean, he said that some players he's.
He's
not
coming. Been. He's came in every night.
Really?
Every night
he
so
actually
far.
Pokes his head. What
interesting.
He,
he comes in there and, you know what I'm saying, checks on us, probably give us a little tip with, you know, the day before, or sometimes just tells a little joke. And it was, you know, I remember the first time me and Jamar both, you know, we're sitting there chatting, and, you know, they walk, you know, we hear the door knocks, and we knew they were walking in. And when he turned and see Coach Philbin, you know what I'm saying, it's like, wait, what? Like, but it's good. I mean, you know, it shows, you know what I'm saying, like, of course, you know, he's the first one up, you know what I'm saying, and he's the last one to bed, and that's interesting, and, you know, so I love he's always there with us, you know what I'm saying, and that's interesting to me.
So say the truth, you kind of freaked out when I was the head coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, wasn't expecting that, you know what I'm saying, like, it was just weird, and okay, well, good night, Coach, like, you know, just one of those, a little awkward, like, at first, but, I mean, now, you know, Coach coming in.
Who did the bad checks last year?
Just like security.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right, Coach, good night to you too. You know what I'm saying? See you in the morning. But it was interesting.
How do you feel where you're at? You're almost a week in the books, personally.
Oh, personally, I'm feeling good. Things are going good. A lot of DBs are playing great. So I think it's one of those things right now, like, to really stand out, you got to, you know, do some extraordinary stuff, get on a streak. You know, if I can get on a streak of picks, like, you know, last game or something like that. But everybody's playing great, all the DBs, you know what I'm saying? So right now the defense as a whole is playing great. And but right now I think, you know, definitely if you want to stand out more, you're going to have to do some extraordinary stuff.
What's the biggest learning curve, I guess, for you from last year to this year? You know, how have you changed?
Now I think a lot of it is just more technique. You know, last year I was more worried about getting the plays, knowing the plays, understanding the plays. And now it's just a lot more worrying about my technique, as being technical as a corner.